We want to welcome you as we continue our series on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wilujeng sumping saderek, urang lajengkeun deui sareng kahirupan supraalami jeung panyembahan ngalangkungan karunia Roh Suci.
In lesson number one, we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and begin to speak in other tongues.
Dina pangajaran kahiji urang nampi baptisan Roh Suci jeung mamiti nyarios dina basa roh.
When that happened, we walked through that gateway into the supernatural.
Waktos kajadian urang leumpang dina gerbang kalebet alam supraalami.
It was like when Peter got out of his boat.
Ieu jalmi sapertos Petrus kaluar tina perahuna.
And began to walk to Jesus on the water.
Jeung mimiti leumpang ka Yesus di luhureun cai.
When you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit and begin to speak in other
tongues,
you stepped out into a new realm of the Holy Spirit. And you begin to speak in other tongues. You walk through that gateway into the supernatural. Now we're going to move on into the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And as you've stepped out of your boat, in these lessons as we study the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you're going to learn how to walk on the supernatural waters. In 1 Corinthians, Chapter 12, beginning in verse 4.
Pasal 12, mimiti ayat 4.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 10.
Iji Korintus pasal 12, ayat 4 dugi ka 10.
Let's begin in verse 1. Let's begin in verse 1.
Ayu urang ngawitan tina ayat ieu.
Paul said, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant."
Paulus nyarios ayeuna ngeunaan karunia roh. Kuring hoyong saderet supados anjeun terang bebeneran.
The reason for this study together is that we will not be ignorant.
Alasan diajar hal ieu sasarengan nyaeta yen urang moal poek dina bebeneran.
Regarding these precious gifts of the Holy Spirit of God.
Ngeunaan karunia Roh Suci anu berharga.
The Holy Spirit doesn't want us to be ignorant.
Roh Suci alim urang teu terang bebeneran.
So we're going to study these gifts.
Urang baris diajar karunia-karunia.
We're going to impart these gifts.
Urang baris nembekeun karunia-karunia.
And we're going to activate these gifts.
Urang baris ngaktifkeun karunia-karunia.
We're going to just reach our hands out to you and impart these gifts and activate them in your life.
Abdi sadaya ngulurkeun panangan ka saderek ajeung nanemkeun karunia-karunia sareng ngaktifkeun karunia ieu.
And as you stay with us as we progress in these lessons,
sementara saderek sasarengan sareng abdi urang maju,
every one of you will be operating in all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Jalmi ti saderek baris dioperasikeun sadayana karunia karuna Roh Suci.
So we must not be ignorant of these gifts.
Urang terang kana karunia-karunia.
Now let us move to verse 4.
Ayeuna urang teraskeun ka ayat 4.
Now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Aya rupa-rupa karunia tapi ngan hiji roh.
There are differences of ministry.
Rupa-rupa carani ngabakti.
But the same Lord.
Tapi panutan anu dibakti ngan hiji.
There are diversities of activities.
Rupa-rupa dadamel anu arahing tapi nu ngadamelna mung
arah ngalira. But it is the same God who works all in all.
Nu ngadamel dina sadayana jalmi.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one.
Mengajarmi di anugerahan pernyataan roh.
For the profit of all.
Kanggo kepentingan sadayana.
To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
Lantaran kanu hiji roh masihan karunia nyarios ku hikmat.
To another the word of knowledge through the Spirit.
Kanu sanes roh sunsami masihan nyarios ku pengertian.
To another is given the faith by the same Spirit.
Kanu saurang roh sami masihan iman.
To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
Kanu lian anjeuna masihan kasageuran.
To another, the working of miracles.
Kanu saurang ngayakeun kawasa mujizat.
To another, prophecy.
Kanu lian masihan karunia bernubuat.
To another, the discerning of spirits.
Kanu lian deui masihan karunia ngabedakeun roh.
To another, different kinds of tongues.
Kanu saurang masihan karunia nyarios ku basa roh.
and to another the interpretation of tongues. Paul said that these gifts were given for the profit of all, that we may all profit by the operation of these gifts in operation as we come together. We will not profit and grow and mature in our lives unless these gifts are in operation.
Orang kegain keuntungan untuk tumbuh jadi dewasa hidup orang dengan karunia untuk dioperasikan.
And notice Paul wrote that these gifts are given to each one.
Jeung perhatikeun Paulus nulis karunia-karunia ieu dipasihkeun ka jalmi-jalmi.
Paul is saying, I've given these gifts to each one of you.
Paulus nyarios kuring nyarios karunia-karunia ka unggal-unggal jalmi.
These gifts are for the whole body of Christ.
Karunia-karunia ieu kanggo sadaya tubuh Kristus.
They're the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ieu teh karunia-karunia Roh Suci.
And when we have been when we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
waktos urang nampi baptisan Roh Suci,
these gifts can flow and operate supernaturally in each one of our lives.
Karunia ieu tiasa ngucur jeung beroperasi secara supraalami dina kehidupan urang masing-masing.
They are given to each one.
Karunia eta dipasihkeun ka satiap jalmi.
And they come by the supernaturally enabling of the Holy Spirit.
Eta sumpingna secara supraalami ti Roh Suci anu tos ngampukeun.
As the Holy Spirit enables and directs us to operate in one of these gifts or all of these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Waktu Roh Suci ngampukeun jeung ngarahkeun ka urang nganggo operasikeun salah sahiji karunia ieu atawa sadayana karunia Roh Suci.
When we come together as believers in a meeting,
waktos urang ngariung janten jalmi-jalmi percaya dina hiji persekutuan,
we as the body of Christ begin to function.
Urang janten tubuh Kristus mimiti berfungsi.
Even as the human bodies functions from signals from the brain,
malah jika badan manusia berfungsi di sinyal-sinyal otak,
our brain sends a signal to certain parts of our body.
Otak urang ngirim sinyal ka bagian-bagian tubuh urang.
It will say, finger move.
Lamun nyarios, ramo usik.
And that finger will begin to move.
Ramo eta teh mimiti usik.
And the brain sends signals to the body.
Jeung otak urang ngirim ke sinyal-sinyal ka badan.
We are the body of Christ.
Urang teh badan Kristus.
Jesus is the head.
Yesus teh sirahna.
He sends signals by the Holy Spirit.
Anjeunna ngirimkeun sinyal-sinyal ka Roh Suci.
And the body begins to function.
Jeung badan urang mimiti berfungsi.
It's not one person ministry.
Ieu sanes buktos hiji jalmi.
But we are all the body.
Tapi urang teh hiji badan.
All part of the body of Christ.
Sadaya bagian tina badan Kristus.
And is the head of the church, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, sends a signal.
Jadi kepala gereja Yesus ku Roh Suci ngirimkeun hiji sinyal.
The body will begin to function.
Badan mimiti berfungsi.
It will begin to move.
Bagian eta mimiti usik.
And to operate in these different gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngoperasikeun karunia nu beda ti Roh Suci ieu.
And the whole body will be flowing, ministering and operating in these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Sadaya badan baris ngucur ngabektoskeun jeung ngoperasikeun karunia-karunia Roh Suci ieu.
As the Holy Spirit distributes, like the distributor on an automobile, the spark to each one of the spark plugs.
Waktos Roh Suci ngadistribusikeun sapertos distributor dina hiji mobil, hiji percikan seuneu ka masing-masing busi.
And a little spark will come to this believer.
Jeung sapercik kembang api baris turun ka jalma percaya.
And you may give a message in tongues.
Caderek masihan hiji pesen kaleta.
And then the distributor, the Holy Spirit, will spin a little spark over here to this believer.
Lajeng distributor Roh Suci baris ngirimkeun sapercik seuneu ka jalma percaya.
They will give an interpretation in tongues.
Anjeunna baris masihan interpretasi kaleta.
And then the Holy Spirit will send a little spark over to this believer, and they will prophesy.
Lajeng Roh Suci baris ngirimkeun saperti kembang api ka jalma nu percaya aranjeunna baris munggu.
And a spark over here, and they'll begin to have a word of knowledge.
Hiji percikan di dieu jeung aranjeunna baris mimiti ngagaduhan basa pangarti.
The Holy Spirit is distributing according to His will.
Roh Suci nuju ngadistribusikeun saparantos pangersana.
And he'll send a little spark over here, and they'll operate in the discerning of spirits.
And jena baris ngilipnya seperti kembang api, baris ngoperasikan karunia, ngabedakan roh.
And a word of wisdom.
Iji bahasa hikmat.
Or in the gift of faith.
Atawa karunia iman.
Or in the working of miracles.
Ngadamal mujizat-mujizat.
Or in the gift of healing.
Karunia nyagirkan.
And as the distributor on an automobile sends a spark to each one of the cylinders.
Jadi distributor dina mobil ngirimkan percikan kembang api ke masing-masing cylinder.
That engine begins to turn.
Jadi mesin mimiti hirup.
And as the Holy Spirit distributes that spark.
Aktos roh suci ngadistribusikan kembang api tea.
The body of Christ and the church of the living God begins to move.
Badan Kristus di gereja Allah anu hirup mimiti usik.
But he's distributing to each one.
Dan anjeunna anu ngadistribusikeun ka masing-masing.
By the Holy Spirit of God.
Ku roh suci Allah.
Hallelujah, he's distributing the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Puji Gusti anjeunna anu ngadistribusikeun seuneu ku roh suci.
And that when we receive that fire on the inside.
Jeung waktos urang nampi eta di lebet.
We'll receive the Holy Spirit in power.
Urang baris nampi kawasa roh suci.
And all of a sudden there'll be that quickening on the inside of my spirit.
Jug-jug aya letupan dina roh kuring.
And as Samuel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you in power.
Yang sapertosna carioskeun pidamel ku roh suci baris turun ka anjeun dina kawasa.
And you will prophesy.
Yang anjeun baris bernubuat.
And you'll be changed into a different person.
Yang anjeun baris dirubah jadi nu beda.
And the Holy Spirit will distribute over here.
Roh suci baris ngadistribusikeun di dieu.
And you'll receive a word of knowledge.
Saderek baris nampi karunia pangarti.
Or a word of wisdom.
Atawa hikmat.
And you'll be changed into a different person.
Saderek baris dirubah jadi jalmi nu beda.
You'll be operating in the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Baris beroperasi dina karunia karena supraalami tina roh suci.
These gifts are given to all believers.
Karunia ieu dipasihkeun ka sadaya jalmi nu percaya.
No more one man or one woman ministry.
Lain ngabakti saurang pamegat atapi istri.
But the whole body of Christ functioning.
Tapi sadaya tubuh Kristus berfungsi.
As the Holy Spirit gives the enabling.
Baktos roh suci masihan kemampuan.
Hallelujah.
Puji Tuhan.
Glory to God.
Kamu yang kemalah.
In the book of Corinthians.
Ayana dinu kitab Korintus.
1 Corinthians was written to the believers there in Corinth.
1 Korintus ditulis ku jalim-jalim percaya dinu Korinta.
They were already operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Aranjeun atuh sudah operasikeun karunia-karunia roh suci.
But they were a little bit ignorant about how they were to operate.
Tapi aya sakedik anu teu terang ngeunaan kumaha aranjeunna dioperasikeun.
So they were all standing up and just speaking in other tongues.
Jadi aranjeunna ngaradeg ajeungan nyarios dina basa roh.
No one was interpreting.
Teus urang oge
ngaturkeun. Everyone was speaking at one time.
Tah jalmi nyarios bareng.
So Paul wrote and gave them instructions on how to operate in these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Jadi Paulus nulis jeung masikeun instruksi ngeunaan kumaha ngoperasikeun karunia-karunia roh suci.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 11 and 12.
Dina hiji Korintus pasal 12 ayat 11 dugi ka 12.
He begins to give us an understanding of how the Holy Spirit works.
Anjeunna mimiti masihan urang hiji pangarti ngeunaan kumaha.
1 Corinthians 12 verse 11.
1 Korintus 12 ayat 11.
But one and the same Spirit works all these things.
Kami oge dipaparin pada malam aku roh suci eta keneh.
Distributing to each one as he wills.
Anu narima ka tiap-tiap jalmi masing-masing beda nurutkeun pangersana.
For as the body is one and has many members.
Kumaha halna badan diwangun ku rupa-rupa bagian.
But all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
Sarta sabagian anu sakitu lobaran teh ngawujud jadi kahiji badan sakujur. Kayaan urang oge jeung Kristus kitu.
And then in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4.
Yang dina Ibrani pasal 2 ayat 4.
Here the writer of the book of Hebrews says in chapter 2 verse 4.
Ia dicarioskeun ku nulis kitab Ibrani dina pasal 2 ayat 4.
God also bearing witness.
Turhal eta teh dikuatkeun ku Allah
samangka. Both with signs and wonders and with various miracles.
Anu mintonkeun rupa-rupa tanda mujijat-mujijat jeung barang damel kunu ayeuna araheng.
And the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Lain ti eta teh karunia Roh Suci.
According to his own will.
Numutkeun pisapuk manahna.
Signs and wonders and miracles.
Tanda-tanda mujijat anu dadamelanana araheng.
Will follow those that believe.
Barisnya dengan aranjeun nu percaya.
As the Holy Spirit begins to distribute these gifts to function in our lives.
Roh Suci mimiti ngadistribusikeun karunia-karunia ieu dipungsikeun dina hirup urang.
Not according to my will.
Kanis kahayong urang.
But according to his will.
Tapi nurutkeun pangeran, pangresana.
He will activate these gifts in our lives and they will begin to flow as he wills.
Anjeuna baris ngaktifkeun karunia dina hirup urang. Baris mimiti ngucur numutkeun
pangeran. So it's important that we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit.
Jadi penting yen urang diajar ngadangukeun Roh Suci.
We're going to learn how to hear from the Holy Spirit through the operation of the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Urang baris diajar kumaha ngadangukeun Roh Suci ngalangkungan operasi nyatana karunia-karunia Roh Suci.
Now, what is our motivation in operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
Ayeuna naon motivasi urang dina ngoperasikeun karunia-karunia Roh Suci?
Is it to make us look good?
Nah, kanggo urang katingali sae?
No, no, no.
Henteu.
It's to be a blessing and to operate for the building up of the whole body.
Ieu kanggo hiji berkah jeung ngoperasikeun kanggo ngawangun sadaya badan.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 12.
Dina hiji Korintus pasal 14 ayat 12.
1 Corinthians 14:12.
Hiji Korintus 14 ayat 12.
Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts.
Kukituna aranjeun anu sakitu nyongsrongna kana anugrah ti Roh.
How many are zealous for spiritual gifts?
Sabaraseur di antara urang anu hoyong nganggo nginginkeun karunia Roh.
Are you zealous for spiritual gifts in your life?
Nah, saderek berusaha kanggo nginginkeun Roh dina hirup
sadaya. He goes on to say, let it be for the edification of the church.
Anjeuna neraskeun leuwih utami upama anugrah-anugrah teh dipakekeun kanggo wangun jamaah.
Not to make me look good.
Kana sanga sim kuring katingal sae.
But for the edification and building up the church.
Kanggo ngamajukeun jemaah jeung ngawangun gereja.
You know, Jesus said, I'm going to build a church.
And
when we begin to operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the head of the church, is building up his church. It's edified and built up. No gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in the church. Church is not being built up.
Gereja teu diwangun.
Oh, it may have a form of godliness.
Oh, meureun ngagaduhan hiji bentuk kasalametan.
It may go through a religious service.
Gereja meureun teras ngayakeun kabaktian.
But there's no power.
Teu aya kawasa.
The church isn't being edified and built up.
Gereja teu maju sarta teu diwangun.
So it says it's for the edification or the building up of the church.
Cedengkeun karunia teh keur ngamajukeun sarta ngawangun gereja.
That you seek to excel.
Dipajukeun ku saderek.
He said, I don't want you to be ignorant of these gifts.
Anjeunna nyarios ka kuring alim saderek diterangkeunaan karunia-karunia ieu.
I want you to seek for excellence.
Kuring hoyong anjeun usaha nu bener.
I want you to stir up these gifts in your life.
Hoyong saderek ngabarkeun karunia ieu hirup saderek.
Study these gifts.
Cok diajar karunia-karunia ieu.
Activate these gifts.
Aktifkeun karunia-karunia ieu.
Eagerly desire these gifts.
Ngagaduhan sumanget ngagaduh
keun karunia ieu. And bring them to a place of excellence in your life and ministry.
Tanda katempat anu sae dina kahirupan saderek.
He says, seek to excel.
Anjeunna nyarios usahakeun kumbener.
To operate in all of these gifts of the Holy Spirit with excellence.
Keur ngoperasikeun sadaya karunia Roh Suci sing bener.
So that the whole body can be built up.
Jadi sadayana badan tiasa ngawangun.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
Dina hiji Petrus pasal 4 ayat nu ka-10.
Peter wrote here in 1 Peter 4:10.
Petrus nulis di dieu dina hiji Petrus 4 ayat 10.
As each one has received a gift.
Jadi nu katarima sahabat kudu dipake silitulungan.
Minister it to one another.
Sesuai karunia anu tos kakengken ku tiap-tiap jalmi.
As good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
Nandakan yang aranjin repangurus hade dina rupa-rupa berkah Allah.
The distributor, the Holy Spirit, distributing to each one.
Seorang distributor, roh suci didistribusikan ke setiap jalmi.
Will distribute a gift.
Baris ngadistribusikan di
jalmi. You'll receive on the inside a quickening in your spirit.
Kaderek baris nampi dina letupan roh saderek.
And that is the distributing to each one.
Eta teh distribusi ke setiap jalmi.
And as you receive that quickening on your in your spirit,
tawatara saderek nampi letupan eta dina roh saderek.
Then you minister in that gift that he quickens to you as the Holy Spirit, you minister that gift to one another.
Saderek ngabaktos sesuai karunia anu ku anjeun diletupkeun sami sapertos roh suci ngabaktos ka karunia.
In this way the whole body of Christ, the church, is being built up and edified.
Ucara ieu sadayana badan Kristus gereja diwangun sarta maju.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31.
Di 1 Korintus pasal 12 ayat 31.
Paul wrote to the Corinthians here in 1 Corinthians 12:31.
Paulus nulis ka jamaah di Korinta di 1 Korintus 12 ayat 31.
But eagerly desire the best gifts.
Kudu disiarkeun sangkan aranjeun meunang anugerah rohani utama.
You say, Brother Gil, what are the best gifts?
Saderek nyarios, saderek Gil, naon karunia anu utama teh?
What is the best gift?
Naon karunia anu pang utama?
Is it the gift of prophecy?
Nah, karunia bernubuat.
Is it the gift of tongues?
Eta teh karunia basa roh.
Is it the gift of healing?
Eta karunia anu nyageurkeun.
What's the best gift?
Naon anu pang utamana?
The best gift.
Karunia anu pang utamana.
Is the gift that is needed to minister in what the Holy Spirit wants to minister right then.
Nyata karunia anu diperlukeun keur melayanan sesuai dengan kepangeresa roh suci dina waktuna.
Perhaps a person needs healing in their body.
Hiji jalmi perlu kesembuhan jasmani.
And the Holy Spirit wants to minister healing to them.
Sarta roh suci hoyong ngalayanan anu dinumpidang nyageurkeun keur aranjeun.
Is the best gift to them the gift of tongues?
Nya karunia utama keur aranjeun karunia bahasa roh.
Or the gift of prophecy?
Ketawan bernubuat.
No, it's the gifts of healing.
Lain eta teh karunia nyageurkeun.
The best gift is the gift that the Holy Spirit wants to distribute.
Kurnia nu pangutamana nyaeta kurnia nu hoyong distribusikeun ku roh suci.
To accomplish what he wants to do in the church at that point.
Geus nganggeuskeun naon anu hoyong dilakukeun ku anjeun dina gereja dina dua di bidang eta.
And we are to earnestly desire them.
Sarta urang soson-soson mika hoyong karunia eta.
Do you earnestly desire the best gifts?
Nasadek leres-leres mika hoyong karunia-karunia nu pangutamana.
To flow and operate in your life.
Tangkan ngucur sarta beroperasi dina hidup saderek.
You see, if I desire just the gift of prophecy.
Saderek ningali mun urangan hoyong karunia bernubuat.
But I'm called to the bedside of someone that's dying.
Tapi kuring disauran ka tempat jalmi anu sakarat.
It's important that I earnestly desire to operate in the gifts of healing.
Eta teh penting yen kuring leres-leres mika hoyong keur ngoperasikeun karunia nyageurkeun.
Not just one gift.
Sanes ngan hiji karunia.
But that any and all gifts of the Holy Spirit can flow through me.
Karunia nu mandamai sarta sadaya karunia roh suci nyageurkeun ngalangkungan kuring.
As the Holy Spirit wills.
Mun roh suci hoyong.
To accomplish his purpose.
Nyanggeuskeun tujuanana.
As he flows through me.
Atos anjeunna ngucur ka kuring.
I want to stir up and activate and eagerly desire all the gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life and ministry.
Kuring hoyong ageurkeun sarta ngaktifkeun sarta leres-leres mika hoyong sadaya karunia roh suci dina hirup kuring dina ngabaktos.
So Paul said, eagerly or earnestly desire the best gifts.
Jadi Paulus nyarios leres-leres mika hoyong karunia-karunia nu pangutamana.
And I'm going to show you a more excellent way.
Sarta kuring hoyong nunjukeun ka saderek hiji jalan anu leuwih hade.
I want you to operate in these gifts according to excellence.
Kuring hoyong saderek ngoperasikeun karunia-karunia ieu sabener-benerna.
A more excellent way.
Hiji cara nu langkung sae.
And the more excellent way.
Langkung hade deui.
Is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Ditemukeun dina 1 Korintus pasal 13.
It is the way of faith, of hope, and of love.
Ieu teh jalan iman pangharepan sarta kanyaha.
These gifts will operate by faith in our lives.
Karunia-karunia ieu baris operasi ku iman dina hirup urang.
They don't operate by our intellect.
Aranjeun teu operasi sabab kapinteran urang.
They operate by faith.
Aranjeun operasi kulantaran iman.
They operate as we believe that we can operate in them.
Aranjeun operasi waktos urang percaya ka urang tiasa ngoperasikeun aranjeun.
And release these gifts into operation as we step out and eagerly desire to operate in them.
Datang ngalepaskeun karunia ieu keur operasi waktos urang kaluar sarta leres-leres hoyong ngoperasikeun.
And so they operate by faith.
Tah kitu aranjeun ngoperasikeun lantaran.
A more excellent way. They operate by hope. They bring a fresh new hope to the church. And to other people's lives. And then as we operate in these gifts of the Holy Spirit. According to a more excellent way. We'll operate in the motivation of love. The divine flow of God's love will be reaching out to people everywhere we go.
Urang ilahi tina kanya Allah baris ngajangkau jalmi-jalmi kamana urang init.
Our motivation in operating the gifts will not be that we will look important in eyes of people.
Motivasi urang dina ngoperasikeun karunia sanes supados urang tinggal penting dipayuneun jalmi-jalmi.
But that we'll operate in that divine flow of God's love.
Tapi urang bari ngoperasikeun dina aliran ilahi tina kanyaha Allah.
A more excellent way.
Ieu hiji cara ngalangkungan sae.
Is God's love just flows out.
Waktos kanyaha Allah ngucur kaluar.
The Holy Spirit will just draw you to people.
Kata Roh Suci baris ngucur narik sadere ka jalmi-jalmi.
The love of Christ will constrain you and move you and with compassion to other people. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, puji Tuhan.
A more excellent way. Hallelujah.
Puji Tuhan.
So, we have to stir up these gifts that are within us.
Jadi orang kadang ngagedulkeun karunia nu aya di diri orang.
In 2 Timothy 1:6.
Dina 2 Timotius 1 ayat 6.
2 Timothy 1:6, Paul wrote, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands."
2 Timotius 1 ayat 6, Paulus nulis, "Lakonan eta iman teh sing semangat ngagedurkeun dina hate hidep ku numpangkeun panangan."
We are to stir up these gifts that are within us.
Urang kadang ngagedurkeun karunia-karunia nu aya di diri urang.
My wife Joyce and I live in the mountains of Southern California.
Bojo Joyce sarta kuring linggih di pagunungan California lembah kidul.
In the winter time it gets very cold.
Waktos usum tiis hawa tiis pisan.
And it gets a lot of snow outside.
Sarta di luar seueur salju.
We have two big fireplaces in our home.
Kami ngagaduhan dua perapian ageung di lebet bumi.
So we will go to the fireplace and build a fire.
Kami indit ka perapian sarta numpukeun kayu.
And then we'll put logs on the fire.
Kami namakeun suluh di sana.
And they'll get to burning brightly.
Aranjeun baris hurung caang.
And heat our home.
Panaskeun bumi kami.
But if we forget about the fire.
Kami hilap numpukeun kayu.
Go about the busyness of our day.
Ripuh ku bisnis di internet.
The logs will, as they burn, will get farther and farther apart.
Kakai nu dibeuleum baris pisah jauh.
As they burn, they become smaller and smaller, and pretty soon they're some distance from each other.
Kakai eta kabeuleum, kai eta kaalitan ngaleutikan sarta baris pisah jauh.
And if we forget about those gifts of the Holy Spirit,
sarta mun urang hilap kakuring karunia Roh Suci eta.
Kind of neglect them as sometimes we neglect that fire.
Ngopohokeun aranjeunna sami sapertos kami hilap numpukeun kai.
The fire will flicker and go out.
Ceuneu teh baris pareum.
And it'll just be kind of glowing coals in the fireplace.
Sarta nganjadi ruhak di parapian.
Then we remember.
Terus kami ingat.
Oh, we have to stir up the fire.
Oh, kami kadang ngagedurkeun di sana.
And so we go over and we take the poker and we roll the logs together.
Kami nyandak pangadukan seuneu sarta ngalebetkeun kayu-kayu deui.
And we stir up the fire.
Sarta kami ngagedurkeun seuneu.
We activate the fire.
Kami ngaktifkeun seuneu.
And they start blazing again.
Harta mimiti hurung deui.
The fire will just begin to roar again.
Seuneu baris mimiti hurung deui.
And the heat will begin to come out of the fireplace.
Harta panas mimiti kaluar tina perapian.
We need to stir up the fire on the inside of us.
Perlu ngagedurkeun seuneu di lebet urang.
We need to stir up the fire of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And eagerly desire and stir these gifts and activate them in our lives. And Paul said these gifts were imparted through the laying on of his hands.
Paulus nyarios karunia ieu dilarapkeun dina panumpangan tangan dina hirup urang.
In Romans chapter 1 verse 11.
Dina Roma pasal 1 ayat 11.
Paul wrote here in Romans 1:11.
Paulus nulis dina Roma 1:11.
For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift.
Lantaran kuring hoyong ningali anjeun keur masihan karunia rohani ka anjeun.
So that you may be established or become strong.
Guna nguatkeun anjeun.
It seems that there is an impartation to the laying on of hands.
Jigana aya hiji impartasi ngalangkungan panumpangan panangan.
There's something that was imparted in to the believers to the laying on of hands.
Aya nu dilarapkeun dina dari jalmi-jalmi percaya ngalangkungan panumpangan panangan.
We're going to be imparting these gifts.
Urang baris ngalarapkeun karunia-karunia ieu.
I can't reach out and touch all of you.
Jeung jangko sarta nyekel saderek sadaya.
That are watching on these videotapes.
Nukeur ningali kaset video ieu.
But we're going to reach out our hands towards you and impart and activate these gifts.
Sadaya sadaya ngulurkeun panangan ka saderek ngalarapkeun sarta ngaaktifkeun panangan.
And leaders there that are with you.
Sarta para pamimpin aya di dinya sasarengan.
We're going to ask them at the end of this session to lay hands on you and to impart these gifts into action.
Urang ngahunkeun dina akhir sesi ieu numpangkeun panangan ka saderek. Derek ngalarapkeun karunia sang
Kanjeng
Sadaya Bapa.
I thank you for the impartation of these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Kuring ngucap syukur kanggo impartasi karunia suci.
I thank you as we impart these gifts into the lives of these believers.
Ngucap syukur waktos abdi sadaya ngalarapkeun karunia-karunia ieu dina kahirupan jalmi-jalmi percaya.
We impart those gifts into their lives right now.
Abdi sadaya nembeng ngalarapkeun karunia ieu dina hirup aranjeunna.
Father, we thank you for that impartation.
Rama abdi sadaya ngucapkeun syukur keur impartasi ieu.
We impart those gifts and activate them in their lives.
Abdi sadaya ngalarapkeun karunia-karunia ieu sarta ngaktifkeun dina hirup aranjeunna.
In Jesus'
nama Yesus nu pinuh kawasa.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Glory be to God.
Kamulyan kangge Gusti.
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 25.
Dina Galatia pasal 5 ayat 25.
Paul wrote to the Galatians here in Galatians 5:25.
Paulus nulis ka jamaah Galatia dina Galatia 5 ayat 25.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Upama urang hirup ku pangawasa roh atuh nurut ka panuyun roh.
We are no longer as believers to live in the natural.
Urang teu deui jadi urang percaya hirup biasa wae.
We are to live in the Spirit.
Urang hirup dina roh.
There's a whole new way of living.
Aya hirup nu anyar sapinuhna.
Through the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngalangkungan operasi karunia-karunia roh suci.
And we live.
Sarta urang hirup.
By walking.
Kulumpang.
Remember when Peter stepped out of the boat.
Ingat waktu Petrus ngalengkahan kaluar tina parahu.
He began to walk on water.
Anjeun mimiti mapah luhureun cai.
Now I tell you something about Peter.
Kuring nyaritakeun ngeunaan Petrus.
He was a fisherman.
Anjeunna teh saurang nelayan.
He had lived all of his life out in the boat.
Anjeunna tos nyaepkeun hirup dina parahu.
And if anything Peter knew that you can't step out of the boat and walk on water.
Petrus terang sadaya teu tiasa kaluar tina parahu sarta mapah luhureun cai.
You see, Peter had never taken the course in water walking.
Petrus teu pernah ngiring kursus mapah di luhureun cai.
He didn't take that course in the university.
Anjeunna teu kuliah universitas ngeunaan eta.
He didn't know how to walk on water.
Anjeunna teu terang kumaha-kumaha mapah luhureun cai.
But when we live in the Spirit.
Waktos urang hirup dina roh.
We're going to step out of our boat and begin to walk in the Spirit.
Urang mimiti kaluar tina parahu sarta mimiti mapah dina roh.
Where it's going to be a supernatural way of living.
Di mana anjeunna bari hiji gaya hirup supranatural.
No more natural.
teu bisa kitu ae.
Supernatural.
Supraalami.
If we live in the spirit,
mun urang hirup dina roh,
then we're going to get out of our boat.
Urang baris kaluar tina parahu urang.
We're going to get out of our comfort zone.
Urang baris kaluar tina wilayah anyaman urang.
And we're going to begin to walk in the spirit.
Sarta urang baris mapah kalebet parahu.
Now I must tell you something about Dr. Gill's ministry.
Kuring kedah masihan terang saderek ngeunaan pelayanan.
A lot of people have a ministry of comforting the afflicted.
Jeur jalmi anu ngagaduan pelayanan ngahibur jalmi nu narangsa.
But that's not my ministry.
Yan eta sanes pelayanan
kuring. My ministry is afflicting the comforted.
Pelayanan kuring mah ngajadikeun jalmi-jalmi nyaman sengsara.
So, how many of you know we need to get out of our comfort zone.
Sabar di antara saderek terang kedah keluar tinu wilayah kesenangan.
We need someone to push us out of the boat.
Kedah gadun ngadorong keluar tina parahu.
So we can begin to walk on the supernatural waters.
Ngawitan mapa di luhureun sai supraalami.
So we can begin to live in the spirit.
Ngawitan hirup di lebet roh.
And to walk in the spirit.
Mapa di lebet roh.
So we're not only going to teach you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ilmu ngajar ngeunaan anugerah Roh Suci.
We're going to push you out of the boat.
Dorong saderek kangge kaluar tina parahu.
We're going to activate these gifts in your life.
Ngaktifkeun anugerah ieu dina kahirup saderek.
And like Peter, you're going to get out there and you're going to walk on the water.
Saprus Petrus saderek baris kaluar mapah di luhureun
kai. You're going to begin to do what you couldn't do before.
Ngawitan midamel anu naon nu teu tiasa dilakukeun.
You're going to begin to move in these gifts by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit.
Baris ngawitan ngadamel dina anugerah ieu ku kawasa supraalami.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Now, as I read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 10.
Dina kuringaos dina hiji Korintus pasal 2 ayat 4 dugi ka 10.
We saw that there were 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit listed.
Dayana aya 8 anugerah Roh Suci nu didaftar.
If we study these gifts, we can see that they can be divided into 3 categories.
Upami urang ngajar anugerah ieu urang tiasa ningal, tiasa dibagi tilu kategori.
There are the gifts of vocal inspiration.
Aya anugerah kanggo nyarios.
That is the gifts of tongues.
Anugerah kanggo bahasa roh.
Interpretation of tongues.
Napsirkeun bahasa roh.
And prophecy.
Sarta nubuat.
Then there are the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Salajengna aya anugerah-anugerah pangwahyuan Roh Suci.
That is the distinguishing between spirits.
Ieu karunia ngabentengkeun roh.
The word of knowledge.
Kaca pangarti.
And the word of wisdom.
Carta hikmat.
By supernatural revelation from God.
Wahyu supraalami ti Allah.
The revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Anugerah-anugerah pewahyuan Roh Suci.
There is a third category.
Aya kategori nu katilu.
And we'll call those the power gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Sarta urang bade nyebatna anugerah ti Roh Suci.
These are the gifts of faith.
Aya anugerah iman.
The working of miracles.
Padamelan-padamelan mujizat.
And the gifts of healing.
Sarta anugerah nyageurkeun.
These are the doing gifts.
Ieu teh anugerah-anugerah padamelan.
Jesus said, "The works that I do, shall you do also."
Yesus nyarios padamelan dipidamel ku kuring teh anjeunna oge baris ngalakonan.
This is the empowerment to do the works of Jesus.
Ieu kawasa kanggo ngalakonan padamelan Yesus.
The power gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Anugerah kawasa ti Roh Suci.
The gifts of vocal inspiration is the speaking supernaturally.
Kanggo nyarios nyaeta nyarios supra alami.
The revelation gifts are the supernatural hearing or seeing.
Anugerah pewahyuan nyaeta ngadangu atanapi ningali secara supraalami.
And the power gifts is the supernatural doing.
Sarta anugerah kawasa nyaeta padamelan supraalami.
Now let's look at the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ayeuna hayu urang ningal anugerah nyarios basa roh.
The vocal gifts of inspiration are the utterance gifts.
Kanggo nyarios teh anugerah-anugerah cariosan.
Are the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in supernaturally speaking.
Manifestasi Roh Suci dina nyarios ku cara supraalami.
He can speak to us or through us.
Anjeunna tiasa nyarios ka urang atanapi ngalangkungan urang.
Through these vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngalangkungan anugerah kanggo nyarios ti Roh Suci.
When this happens, we are strengthened.
Waktos ieu kajantenan urang dikuatkeun.
Encouraged.
Dijantenkeun wani.
Comforted.
Dihibur.
But never, never put under condemnation.
Tapi teu pernah dihukum.
These vocal gifts of inspiration, once again, are tongues.
Kamu nyarios diantara nyarios basaro.
Interpretation of tongues.
Nyapsirkan basaro.
And prophecy.
Arta bernubuat.
Now let's look at the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ayo orang ningal anugrah pewahyuan Roh Suci.
This is the supernatural hearing or seeing.
Ite ngadangu atampi ningali secara supralami.
The revelation gifts are manifested in our lives as God supernaturally reveals things to us.
Pewahyuan dimanifestasikeun dina hirup urang waktu Allah kucara supraalami nyarios.
He'll reveal the identity, the nature, or the activity of spirits.
Bade nyarioskeun identitas, tabiat, atanapi kagiatan roh-roh.
Through the operation of the revelation gift of discerning of spirits.
Ngarangkungan dioperasikeunana anugrah ngabentengkeun roh.
Or he'll supernaturally reveal knowledge or wisdom to us.
Atapi anjeunna bade kucara supraalami nyarioskeun pangarti atanapi hikmat ka urang.
That revelation will come not through our natural thought process.
Nyarioskeun eta teh dongkapna ngalangkungan proses pikiran alami urang.
But it will come through our spirit.
Tapi dongkap ngalangkungan roh urang.
It will interrupt our natural thoughts.
Ieu bade ngalirinkeun pikiran alami urang.
It comes by revelation of the Holy Spirit.
Ieu dongkap ngalangkungan Roh Suci.
All of a sudden, there will be a thought.
Kucara ujug-ujug aya hiji pikiran.
Where did that thought come from?
Di mana asalna pikiran eta?
It interrupted my normal thoughts.
Eta ngalirinkeun emutan-emutan biasa.
There will be a thought that will come into my understanding.
Aya hiji emutan dilebet karena pikiran abdi.
An impression or a feeling.
Hiji kesan atanapi hiji rasa.
Or maybe as a dream or a vision.
Dina ngimpi atanapi hiji penglihatan.
Sometimes I just have an impression and I see something happening.
Abdi kadang-kadang mungkin kesan serta abdi ningal kejadian.
People say, how do you know it's God?
Jalmi nyarios kumaha terang eta teh Allah.
Two reasons.
Aya dua alasan.
Number one.
Kahiji.
It interrupts my natural thoughts.
Ieu ngalirenkeun emutan-emutan biasa urang.
Doesn't come through my natural thought process.
Ketesa dongkap ngalangkuan proses emutan biasa.
Number two.
Kadua.
I know it's God instead of my thoughts.
Abdi terang sarta sanes emutan abdi.
Because it's foolishness to my natural mind.
Lantaran eta kabodoan emutan biasa.
Doesn't make a bit of sense.
Ieu teu masihan sakedik oge pangarti.
It's not by reason or the natural mind.
Ieu sanes ka alesan atanapi emutan biasa.
It interrupts my natural thoughts because it comes by the Holy Spirit through my spirit, through my consciousness.
Ngalirenkeun emutan biasa lantaran ieu dongkapna ti Roh Suci ngalangkungan roh abdi dina kasadaran.
And many times it will be foolishness.
Teueur anu ngarupikeun kabodoan.
To the natural mind.
Dina emutan biasa abdi.
But praise God, we're no longer natural, we're supernatural.
Tapi puji Gusti, urang teu biasa deui, urang teh supralami.
He will give us the operation of the discerning of spirits.
Sarta ayeuna bade masihan cara ngabentengkeun roh.
The word of knowledge or the word of wisdom.
Anugrah pengetahuan atanapi anugrah hikmat.
Thirdly, we have the power gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Katilu urang ngagaduhan anugrah kuasa Roh Suci.
The power gifts are manifested by God releasing His supernatural faith of power.
Anugerah Allah diwujudkan ku Allah ngalupaskan kawasa iman secara supraalami.
And that power will work or flow through each one of us as spirit-filled believers.
Kawasa eta bade didamel atanapi ngucur ngalangkungan urang, roh minuhan, jalmi-jalmi.
The three power gifts are the gift of faith.
Katilu anugerah-anugerah kuasa teh anugerah iman.
The gifts of healing.
Anugerah nyageurkeun.
And the working of miracles.
Padamelan-padamelan mujizat.
Now let's go back and begin to look at the first category or the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Hayu urang mimiti deui sarta ningali kategori kahiji anu dianugerahkeun kanggo nyarios ti Roh Suci.
The gift of tongues.
Anugerah kanggo bahasa roh.
When we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Baptis urang nampi baptisan Roh Suci.
Like on the day of Pentecost, we all begin to speak in other tongues.
Terus dina Pentakosta urang sadaya nyarios ku basa roh.
It's a language with which we were praising God in other tongues.
Eta teh basa kangge urang muji Allah ku basa roh.
And we were all praising God in other tongues.
Urang sadaya muji Allah dina basa roh.
And then as we just begin to praise Him, we can also begin to pray in that language.
Ajeng urang ngawitan muji ayeuna, urang oge tiasa ngawitan ngadoa ku basa roh.
And whether it's praise or prayer, it's going the Holy Spirit praying through my spirit or praising through my spirit, going up to the Father.
Nah, ieu teh muji atanapi nanada nyaeta Roh Suci anu nanada ngalangkungan Roh Abdi atanapi muji ngalangkungan Roh Abdi.
But in the gift of tongues.
Tapi ieu teh anugrah kangge basa roh.
The operation of the gift of tongues.
Ngalangkungan dioperasikeun anugrah basa roh.
It's when the Holy Spirit wants to speak to His people.
Ieu teh waktos Roh Suci hoyong nyarios ka jalmi-jalmi.
And then one at a time.
Sarajengna sagaligus dina waktos sami.
One at a time. So that we can all hear and understand.
Urang sadaya tiasa ngadangu sarta ngarti.
It's coming this way from God to man.
Ieu dongkap ku cara eta.
When we receive the baptism and the Holy Spirit, we all begin to praise Him together, going that way to God.
Waktos urang nampi baptisan Roh Suci, ngawitan muji anjeunna sasarengan di hadirat Allah.
But when God wants to speak to His church and to His body and to us as believers today, He will begin to speak to the gift of tongues and the interpretation of tongues.
Ngawitan nyarios ngalangkungan anugrah bahasa roh sarta tafsiran bahasa roh.
It's a language of angels.
Ieu teh bahasa sadaya malaikat.
As we learned in our last lesson.
Urang diajar dina pangajaran urang nu terakhir.
And it can be a heavenly language.
Sarta ieu tiasa janten hiji bahasa sawarga.
Or we could be supernaturally speaking a human language that we don't know.
Urang kenging ku cara supraalami nyarios dina bahasa manusia anu teu dikenal urang.
That happened on the day of Pentecost.
Ieu teh kajadian dina dinten Pentecost.
And they heard them praising God in their own language and it come from many different nations.
Sarta aranjeuna ngadangu muji Allah dina bahasa aranjeuna tinu bahasa nu dumareda.
It is a supernatural utterance or speaking by the Spirit of God.
Kita cariosan supraalami atanapi nyarios ku basa roh.
Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 14:2.
Dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 2.
He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God.
Ngomong ku basa roh ngomongna teh ka Allah lain ka jelema.
That's what happened on the day of Pentecost.
Ieu nu kajadian dina Pantekosta.
They all begin to speak and to praise God.
Aranjeun ngawitan nyarios sareng muji Allah.
But no one understands it.
Tapi teu aya saurang oge nu ngerti.
However, His Spirit, in the Spirit, He speaks mysteries unto God.
Cakumana oge dina roh, anjeunna ngucapkeun hal-hal nu rahasia ku Allah.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:4.
Paulus nyarios dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 4.
In the first part of verse 4, he said, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself."
Bagian kahiji ayat 4 anjeunna nyarios, anu ngomong ku bahasa roh mangpaatkeun sorangan.
When I begin to speak in other tongues, I edify myself.
Abdi nyarios dina bahasa roh, abdi ngawangun diri di.
I need edifying, and I just need to be built up today.
Abdi kada ngawangun sarta ngawangun dinten ieu.
So I just begin to speak in other tongues.
Dan abdi ngawitan nyaros dina basa roh.
Karaba sandara liandara bahasa ya. Oh ritiki liandara basandara baka. Itarara basandara. And I'm being built up and edified in the spirit.
Sarta abdi nuju diwangun sarta diwangun dina roh.
But there are times when we all need to speak in other tongues.
Aya waktos-waktos urang kada nyarios dina basa roh.
In verse 18.
Dina ayat 18.
1 Corinthians 14:18.
Jadi Korintus 14 ayat 18.
Paul said, "I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all."
Paulus nyarios hatur sembah nuhun ka pangeran simkuring leuwih bisa karena basa roh tibatan aranjeun.
Paul went around all the time just speaking in other tongues.
Paulus nguriling sepanjang waktu sarta nyarios dina basa roh.
Urikandara basandara kikira basandara yanda. Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
And Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 14:5.
Sarta Paulus nyarat dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 5.
I wish you all spoke in other tongues.
Simkuring atau upama aranjeun bisa basa roh.
And in verse 39 he said, forbid not to speak in tongues.
Dina ayat 38 anjeunna nyarios tapi anu ngaromong ku bahasa roh ulah digeureuh-geureuh.
Don't forget to speak in other tongues.
tekenging hilap kanggo nyarios dina basa.
Jesus said in Mark 16:17, this is a sign that would follow those that believe.
Yesus nyarios dina Markus 16:17, ieu tanda nu nyarengan nu percaya.
They will speak with new tongues.
Bade nyarios dina basa anu anyar keur aranjeun.
The word of God was confirmed in verse 20 as they spoke in other tongues.
Jauhan Allah neguhkeun dina ayat 20 samentawi aranjeun nyarios dina basa roh.
It says they went out, these signs were following them everywhere they went.
Aranjeuna angkat sarta tanda-tanda bade nyarengan anu percaya ka mana anjeuna angkat.
The Lord was working with them, confirming his word with signs following.
Yesus midamel sareng aranjeuna neguhkeun dawuhanna ku tanda-tanda.
And one of those signs is speaking in other tongues.
Sarta salah sahiji tanda nyaeta nyarios dina basa roh.
A lot of people say, oh, unbelievers would be, oh, they'd run away if we spoke in other tongues.
Jalmi nyarios, oh, jalma nu can percaya bade, oh, bade lumpat upami urang nyarios basa roh.
But Jesus said, this is a sign that is to follow all those that believe.
Dan Gusti Yesus nyarioskeun ieu teh tanda nu nyarengan sadaya jalma percaya.
On the day of Pentecost, when they all begin to speak in other tongues.
Dina Pantekosta waktu saranjeuna ngawitan nyarios dina basa roh.
Right out in the streets there in Jerusalem.
Di jalan-jalan Yerusalem.
A great crowd gathered.
Jalmi ngariung.
And Peter preached the word of God.
Petrus ngadugikeun dawuhan Gusti.
And to the sign of speaking in other tongues.
Nalangkungan tanda nyarios dina basa roh.
Here are these people praising God in the language of angels.
Jalma-jalma muji Allah dina basa malaikat.
And supernaturally in their own language.
Sarta ku cara supra alami dina basa aranjeunan
nya. God was working with them and confirming his word.
Allah nuju ngadamel sareng aranjeuna anu neguhkeun dawuhanna.
3,000 people came to Jesus.
Sarta 3,000 jalmi percaya ka Yesus.
Powerful things happen when we begin to speak in other tongues.
Aya kajadian hal anu aheng waktos urang nyarios dina basa roh.
We step to that gateway into the supernatural.
Waktos ngalangkungan gerbang ka alam supernatural.
I want us all just to stand up right now.
Abdi hoyong urang sadaya ngadep.
And let's enter that doorway.
Sarta hayu ngalebetkan gerbang eta.
Let's step to that doorway one more time.
Hayu ngalangkungan gerbang sekali
lagi. Let's begin to speak in other tongues.
Urang ngawitan nyarios dina basa roh.
Let's begin to magnify God in our new language.
Ngawitan ngamulyakeun Allah dina basa roh.
Let's begin to praise God in our heavenly language.
Ngawitan muji Allah dina basa sawarga.
Ira sandara bakandara basa yadi ondoro bosanda. Ira raraba sandara bakalian darobo sandara ki. Ora raraba asha. Ika raraba sandara. I want every one of you just to join in right now.
Abdi yang ingal di antara saderek
ngabung ayana. Open your mouth and begin to praise God.
Buku bahan saderek sarta ngawitan muji Allah.
By the Spirit of God, just begin to praise Him in your new language.
Kuro Allah ngawitan muji mantra dan basa roh. Ita
raba sandara kara dienda raba sondoro. Hisi dienda raba sandara kika raba sandara. Pore didi kanda raba sandara ya. Ore raba sandara kika raba sandara. Titi dia rasandara makarya naraba sandai. Oh, hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
God is confirming His word with the sign of speaking in other tongues right now.
Ku hiji tanda
you have just stepped to that doorway into the supernatural.
Saderek ngalangkungan gerbang ngalebet alam supra-alami.
Don't get back in your boat.
Keting lebet deui kana parahu saderek.
Just keep on walking.
Teras ngalengkah.
On those supernatural waters.
Dilurun cai supra-alami.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Well, praise.